Some say there were signs that the man indicted in Love's death had a history of violence, and if she had had legal recourse, she may be alive today. Governor McDonald says that prompted lawmakers to revise protective orders that only apply to family members who were in danger.
This year, we extended that law to cover persons that were in a dating relationship or persons who had a relationship in the workplace. First time it's gone beyond just the family members. So it gives a court now broader authority to order people to stay away from other people under great penalties of law. And if you violate those protective orders, you can be arrested and incarcerated. And so we think this is a good new protection.
Another new law extends to 20 years the time frame victims of sexual abuse can sue their alleged attackers. Suspects and criminals who are released can now be tracked by GPS devices, and even public safety officials have new mandates to protect citizens. Police and EMS vehicles must use their sirens, emergency lights, and come to a complete stop before proceeding through a stop light or sign. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.